Dive In The Podcast is a weekly all about diving podcast for everyone. Whether you explore the oceans as a snorkeler, scuba diver, free diver, or tech diver, Dive In has something for you. The show is filled with diving news, feature interviews with guests from around the world, interesting dive topics, and ocean advocacy. Visit diveinpod.com to find out about the show, past guests, and our Patreon. Hi everyone, I'm Nick.
I'm Amit.
I'm Justin, and we're most of the hosts of Dive In The Podcast.
Where's April?
She's being delayed all over the country, so between here and the U.S., on the way to the Bahamas.
I was going to say, she's not being delayed to the podcast, she's being delayed to a dive trip.
Yes, that's right. On her way to a wicked dive trip, maybe she'll make it, or maybe she won't.
Maybe you'll get there before her.
That might happen, actually.
Yeah, mate, you're going on the same trip, you and April Blackbeards, for the next week. Be awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's shaping up to be a great time. A good amount of people here from Halifax heading over to Blackbeards, but April has certainly had a rough go. So I think from the time she hit Toronto, missing a flight, rescheduled flights, good stopover for some deep dish pizza from what I hear in Chicago, and back onto a plane to get booted off of that plane to finally get back on another plane. And so she may have arrived in the Bahamas by now, but we're not quite sure. We're waiting for the update.
Our group chat was full of messages that I missed while I was working. So it's it's been an interesting couple of days for her, April. By the time you hear this, you'll be back from your trip, I think. But hey, I hope you made it there safe and sound. All right. Well, we're at that weird time of the year. This is a bonus episode. This is not a normal episode. We had you all fooled by having it open on the show. Ha ha ha.
But is this like a bonus April Fool's episode?
Nope, no, there's no jokes. Maybe no jokes allowed. We'll sneak one in and you can figure out what the joke is. We'll just do a quick little bit of recap and tell you what's up in season 3 of Dive In The Podcast.
Can't believe we're heading to season 3. This is insane. Sorry, it is
insane. I can't believe that, you know, I'm sure everyone listening has heard the story by now, but you know, a podcast that we kicked the can around talking about podcasts for a while, and then like everyone else in the world, the COVID came up and we're like, oh, we should do a podcast. We should actually do that podcast that we talked about and started and tripped and kind of stumbled, and then it finally came around and happened, and I'm happy it did, because it's fun chatting with you folks every week.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of wild that we've made it to 100 episodes, huh?
Last week we had our super awesome Mystery Science Theater themed, Riff Tracks themed commentary track to one of my favorite movies, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. That was fun. I hope at least one person who listens to our podcast sits down and actually watches the movie listening to us talk. I have plans to do it myself, just for the weird factor of listening myself chat with my friends about while listening to a movie.
I was gonna say, it's been really weird if you've got this podcast like playing in the car as you go to work, and all of a sudden it's just this awkward commentary with no movie in the background.
Yeah, I've listened to one that was like, I think it was Star Wars or something, you know, something I've seen like a million times, and they're like, well, I mean, if you don't have the movie handy, you can always just listen, because you know, we'll, if you can imagine every scene of the movie, you can probably just listen to the podcast. So maybe there's some people that have seen Steve Life Aquatic 500 times and can picture every scene in their head. Like, I think right. Maybe I probably can.
It's going to be a hell of a day.
Nice.
Yeah. As we ask at the beginning of every episode, what'd you think of the last episode, guys? This one's going to be, what'd you think of the last season? Any standout favorites? Anything that you really liked? Put you all on the spot, even though...
I mean, really, I don't even know where you start. We had such an amazing opportunity to talk to so many different people. You know, from my end, I can say right off the hop, I really enjoyed the Dive Like a Ninja episode. That was fantastic. And for no other reason than, like, we were able to connect on a Jean-Claude Van Damme movies from the 90s. So, I mean, that in and of itself was just worth it for me, just for a laugh. And I got to tell you, this season brought probably one of my most depressing points around, when I managed to magically reach that place where we got Pete Mesley on the show and then couldn't actually join the show. So that was a bit of a downer.
Yeah.
So we had ups and we had downs.
We feel you. We feel you, man.
Yeah, it was a great interview. It's actually, now remember, that's a two-parter, and that was our kind of bookend. It's our season two ender and our season three beginner. So folks listening in right now still have to tune in on Monday to get the second half of the Pete Mesley episode.
Yeah, I mean, like so many wicked episodes there too. Like the Lamar Hires episode too, right? When I think about that was a phenomenal episode. So there's so many that I don't know. Nick, what do you think? What's your thoughts there?
You know, I think we're going to talk a little bit about transition to season three in this little mini episode here. But yeah, it's been a marathon, right? We've been doing an episode every week, which is a lot of fun. We've had the opportunity to chat with guests from around the world. Personally, you know, like the dive community is fairly small, so there's you know, people that you either know or you've met or you've heard of, or you know, are a friend of a friend. So, you know, the opportunity to bring those people on and ask them in-depth questions. I know I've had that chance a few times where I've spent, you know, times at freediving competitions, for example, and you know, with some people that are pretty, you know, important in that freediving competition scene. But you don't really have the time to sort of get them to know in depth, or you don't really, you know, get around to sort of, you know, you don't interview people per se when you're just hanging out with them. So it's kind of nice to get some more background on them and what they do and how they got there and that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's, you know, around the world trip. Favorite moments. Yeah, I think what I just said there kind of describes my favorite moments, being able to connect, you know, more in depth with people that I've met along the way on my own journeys. Hearing other people's journeys, and also sort of, again, you know, kind of one of my goals in who we talk to is kind of showcasing people that maybe, we wouldn't hear from. So, you know, some of the people we've talked to along the way, you know, make that really special.
Yeah. We've talked to a ton of people, and the people that I kind of enjoy talking to the most is the people that I didn't really know much going in to like the pre-production of the episode, you know, and learn new things during the episode, you know, cause so it's just learning about those journeys and those unexpected twists and turns that took them to where they got to. And it's impossible for me to single out anybody as being a, you know, a favorite moment, but I know there was some surprises. You know, some folks that I did, you know, who had never heard, never spoke on a podcast before, and, you know, were just a delight, and people, you know, families. And there was a theme though that we noticed a lot this year that I'm sure I pointed out a couple times, but the number of people that we talked to this year that had no diving experience, went and did a dive, and then whether it was scuba or free diving, and then basically packed up, sold their, you know, everything and moved and essentially got on the road to like being a scuba or free diving instructor or whatever. It's something you hear over and over again in people's histories. And we heard a lot of that this year. And that was really neat and kind of made me question my life judgment or my life plan. No, I'm just
not
kidding.
Too late, Justin.
I can always quit my job and become a scuba instructor, or wait. I kind of did that.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I got to say, like you mentioned a cool part there, Justin, that's, I guess, coming up in future for me. But I mean, you mentioned, obviously, one of the guests that we've had that packed everything up and moved to Florida to become a cave instructor. And as it would turn out, like really kind of enjoyed my time in the chat with her. This would be Marissa Eckert. And I plan, I think, from having that discussion with her, to be in Mexico in June, hopefully getting cave certified finally after a 2020 delay from not being able to make it with Brian. It was a really big downer too, not being able to get our schedules to align over the last 2 years with Brian and I. But it tells you just kind of how busy his schedule is and potentially lining mine up. But looking forward to actually kind of meeting Marissa in her element now after having the opportunity to have interviewed her and getting to do some really wicked training with a good friend of mine, Al. So really, really excited about that. And again, it's one of these things that I don't think would have happened if we didn't have the opportunity to talk to such cool people all the time. So
yeah,
it really is kind of a privilege when you look at our ability to kind of reach out and touch some of these folks and share that with our guests that are kind of tuning in to listen to us here. Right.
I think I kind of have to echo that too. One of the things, you guys know, I do the underwater photography stuff, and I'm always trying to find a new angle or a new certification to sort of round myself off. So I'm actually going to be taking the fundamentals of hyperbaric medicine at Simon Fraser University's Environmental Medicine and Physiology Unit with Sherry Ferguson. And then that was going to be online, and then so it is going to be online, but I'm also going to do the practical bit. So I'm actually going to head out to BC in April. And hopefully connect with people like Kurt and some of the other guests we've had on here. So I'm kind of hoping to do a little mini West Coast trip in April. But nice. Yeah, like you said, it's those connections that we make. I mean, they don't define what we decide to do, but they certainly like help things along. And it's kind of nice that you go and you have a rapport. And you know, I'm looking forward to meeting these people in person, basically.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, one thing I can say, like I got to put that out for all of our guests when you get right down to it. Is every single one of them has been genuinely interested in coming on and sharing their experiences. And I, much like, you know, in our case, we're kind of like, hey, we want to go do this thing. Nick's heading out there to do his piece in BC. I'm heading out to Mexico. I think, like, if you look at these guys, I'm fairly certain they would be just as receptive to, you know, the average person reaching out to them and being, hey, we heard about you doing this awesome stuff, whether it be through the podcast or otherwise.
I don't know who you're talking to, Amit, here, but we're ordinary people.
No, I mean our guests, not us. Nobody cares about what we have to say. It's the guests that we're looking for, right? So if some regular folks decided to reach out to those same like superstar guests that we have and ask them, like in my case, I still felt kind of like, ooh, I wonder if Marissa would actually bother to train a person like me, or you know, do you have to have some like extra levels of learning before she would take you on? And then, you know, but sure enough, like just a very nice person and happy to do that. And I think depending on how things line up, I think you could actually see that in a lot of cases with reaching out to many, if not all the guests that we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Most definitely. Speaking of guests, we've had them from around the world this year. Nick, you got a little bit of a breakdown. Want to do a quick run through of some of the countries we've spoken to?
Sure. We kind of did this at the end of year one, I guess. So we visited a total of 17 countries, or virtually talked to guests from 17 different countries, including the USA, Canada, the UK, Jamaica, Peru, Croatia, Cayman Islands, Taiwan, Grenada, Mexico, Argentina, South Africa, Barbados, Malta, Australia, Martinique, and New Zealand. And if you kind of take the top three or four, the spread kind of, but 28% were from the US, 26% of the guests were from Canada, 12% from the UK, 5% of the guests were from Jamaica. And then the rest kind of just spreads evenly there, you know, with the guests from each country. So yeah, nice little spread, nice little trip to the world, around the world. And yeah, we're trying to add to that list of countries we're interviewing.
Not just the guests from season two, but also the listeners. You folks that are listening on your podcast player of choice to us talk right now. In season two, we started back on episode 53 with Mark Evans. And then we zoomed along. I guess my math says that's 47 episodes later. We concluded the season with the legendary Pete Mesley in episode 100 and 101, and a ton of guests in between. But like I said, there are the people on the other end, the listeners. We average right now about 1,500 listeners per month, which is pretty awesome.
Nice.
42% of you are from Canada, 33% of you are from the U.S. This is according to the stats on our hosting program. Who knows how 100% accurate it is, but it should be able to get that relatively right. 6% of you from the UK, 4% of you from Australia, and then rounding out the kind of top, 10 or so is 2% each from Germany, Netherlands, and Ireland. And of course, Germany always listening in and always sending us messages and everything. Oliver, one of our Patreons, hey, Oliver. Just wanted to say hi. And then the really cool thing, I counted up the additional countries. We we got at least small percentages, so at least a couple of listens in 88 other countries around the world. I thought that was pretty sweet.
Hitting 88 countries, like, on top of that listenership is pretty cool. And, you know, like you said, from folks like Oliver sending us messages, kind of boosting our confidence to keep pushing on this stuff is pretty neat. And when you see the number of countries that we touch increase, it kind of sparks a little bit of that, like, oh yeah, man, this is pretty cool that we're getting to reach out to all these folks, right? So, of course, like, a huge thank you to everybody that's listening, and, you know, by all means, tell your friends. Let's see where we go from there. Maybe we get 100 countries by next year, right?
Our hardcore patrons, Oliver, Al, Dion, and Jess, thank you for all your support, and can't do it without all you folks, so we really appreciate it. And like you said, Amit, coming in season 3, we're changing things up a little bit. We're going to add some stuff and do some new and different things.
So what are we doing?
Well, I'm happy you asked that question, Nick. The biggest thing you're going to notice about season 3 is we're going to increase the production value of our episodes. So we're going to spend more time in pre-production. Pre-production is that time where you do research and write questions and script our show and everything like that. And we've always prided ourselves on, you know, trying to ask good questions and thought-provoking questions, and not just, why is the sky blue or why is water cool? We want to spend even more time getting that together and making sure we have everything where we want it before each episode.
Scratch disc audio sound here, but can we talk a little bit about how it normally goes and why we're changing things up?
What?
We'll be real. Yeah, for anybody that wants to listen, let's be totally real. Sometimes, we are pulling our hair out at the last minute.
I don't have any hair, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nick stretching his hands through his hair, pulling our hair out the last minute, getting our questions together. We do a good job. We know what we're doing after 100 episodes. Mm. And we know the things we want to talk to these people about because, research and all that stuff, if it's not done by the whole group, at least one of us has a good handle on what's going on. And so we got a good baseline. And so I think we're not shorting anybody with what we're doing right now, but it's just not to the level that we want, our pre-production to be, especially if we're racing at the last minute to kind of to round out those, last 25 questions, or excuse me, round out those last five of 25
you mean
questions.
All 25 questions.
That, yes, that's what I meant. that we kind of pre-planned, and sometimes we find ourselves doing that literally right up to the last minute before we're scheduled to get on with the host, which, as you can imagine, if you're any kind of person with our guest, if you can imagine any kind of person that likes to pre-plan and do things in advance, that can be kind of can give you some gray hairs, I guess, which is maybe why my beard's so gray now. So this is all, as Mitt points to his beard, this is all to say that we're actually going to only produce episodes every other week for this upcoming season. We're actually still meeting every week, but the weeks that we're not airing an episode or recording an episode are going to be pre-production weeks. So that's, a little behind the scenes look at what that is. So that means you guys will be listening to 24 episodes this year as opposed to around 50. But that also means that we are going to be able to, like I said, bring you better episodes, more well-researched content. It's a lot of work doing this podcast, and
we started this in COVID when we all had a lot of time on our hands, right? And I think one thing we've realized in the last year is that as people have shifted either jobs or job titles or gotten busier with their work post COVID, reality has caught up with us, we're kind of adjusting to that, right?
So we need that extra time, I think, to do the show justice, to do the show the way we want it to be done and with the level of quality that we want it to be done. So I think while you may be losing a new episode every week, you're going to be getting better episodes every other week. So that's what we're going to do. it will, yeah, will help us make some, make nice episodes. We've also changed the content a little bit. Instead of our host segments, we're going to have some roundtables, more of a discussion, less of a monologue, more of a, you know, a, everybody's in for, you know, a piece of the chat. But they'll be, you know, kind of led by individual hosts with topics like Dive Shop Insider. That's kind of April's interested in doing some stuff like that. We'll probably still be doing some DecoStop stuff, but we'll do it kind of in a more interactive fashion, and Think Blue as well. And we may come up with some more ideas along the way. So yeah, it'll be good. It'll be we like to talk to each other, so we think this is a good way to include some banter and chat and all that stuff in the show, and make it a little bit more fun to listen to.
I mean, one thing that people would have noticed, right? It's we've not all been present lately in each of the episodes. We all started as a team, and we're still working as a team, but talking about that life reality caught up with us. Not all hosts are able to make it, and that's kind of caught up with us a little bit, I think. And I think we're just, the reality is we have to normalize that a little bit, so you won't have every host on every episode going forward. But that's a little bit part of how we're like changing the way we make the sausage behind the scenes a little bit, so we can still deliver that quality content.
Like I said, it's going to be a little bit of a change, but it's definitely going to be a change to make the show a better show. We're also going to add a couple of things to the show. First up, we're going to have open up the voice message line. We'll share with you a phone number to our WhatsApp. We're going to do a little thing where you can leave us a message, a short message, and if you do, we'll do a little draw every episode for people who call in and leave us a message, and one of them will get a decal from the show. And then at the end of the year, everybody who has left us a message on our call-in line will enter for the chance to win a Dive in the Podcast hoodie.
I'm excited for merch, for some podcast merch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our Patreon. I'll be honest, our Patreon's been a little bit on autopilot. We share our ad-free version of our show there, and we really appreciate everybody who supports us on Patreon. We just post up our episodes there, so we want to add some more things for our patrons to thank them for their financial support of our podcast. We're going to add a couple cool things. One of the things we're going to add are some what we call Desert Island questions. We're going to ask those to our guests of the show. They're going to be recorded separately after the interview, and they're going to be some fun questions, your normal interview questions, and those are going to be posted up on our Patreon, and they will be specifically for the patrons, but only for a month. After a month, they'll be available to everybody. So all you have to do is go to our Patreon page, and you can listen to any of them that are more than a month old, and there'll be public posts on there. So we've always said that we won't do any content that's
paywalled. Yeah,
there will never be a paywall to our content, and I know this is pushing up against that line, but this is just a bit of a reward for those folks that are supporting us, that they get first dibs at those Desert Island questions. And then after a month, which is basically just two episodes, you'll be able to check in on those yourselves. So you just got to go to Patreon and check out our page, and you'll find all those from the previous episodes. So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to asking people random fun questions. that will be great. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to share our recordings live to our Patreon feed. So not the whole recording. You guys would just go crazy with us. I was going to say stumbling over words as I stumbled over words.
If you really want to see how the sausage made.
Oh my God. Nobody wants to see that. So if you want to see, we're not going to do a live feed of us like doing the opens and our little segments and stuff. But what we will do is a live feed of our interviews with our guests. So that's going to be available to anyone at any level of our patron benefits. So all you have to do is join up, and you'll get that option to watch our recordings live. And there'll be a super secret URL, and you'll go to that. We'll post times and when those recordings are happening, and it'll be cool.
And again, right, so the patrons that are watching this live, they're just kind of getting a preview, they're getting a live live feed, but we're not taking anything away from free version per se, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This is kind of just going to the live show versus hearing the recording.
And I think the other thing we've been trying to figure out for adding a little bit more value to the patrons is the ability to ask future guests a question. And I think we don't always have a lot of guests lined up the way kind of the timing works, we're not always able to tell our patrons, you know, who's coming up next. And also because we're also pre-producing one or two episodes ahead of time, it's kind of weird to get that timing right with patrons. But we're going to try a little thing at the end of each episode where we're going to try to give patrons a preview of what guests are coming up. If they have a question for that guest, they can submit it. But that's not to say that, you know, if somebody has questions, or wants to interact with the podcast, you know, by all means, send us a message.
Shoot us a message. You know where to go. Diveinpodcast@gmail.com or at diveinpod in all the social media channels. We're pretty available. April, for the most part, manages our Instagram and Facebook. And then, we all are logged into the email all the time. So we get your emails, messages, and all that as well. So we're happy to hear from you. If you have any thoughts on season 3 of Dive in the Podcast, whether it be about our new plan, episode plan, our roundtable segments, our call-in line, our Patreon plans, good, bad, or otherwise, we just want to hear your voice or you read your text or however that goes. I guess it's text. So yeah, shoot us a message on whatever way you like. And we definitely, lastly, but not least, we want to thank you all for listening. We want to thank our patrons for your support. Your financial support means a lot to us. And it's great doing this podcast, but it's really great knowing that we reach people and that people enjoy it and listen to it. And it's also weird the number of people when I run into them and they're like, oh, listen to the podcast, you know, so-and-so. I'm just like, oh, wow, you have listened to me talk to people. It's so crazy.
No, right?
But, you know, it's cool. Like that interaction is happening all over the world, and that's wild. And that's a 2022 thing, you know, or we're living in the future. Anyway, that's thing that blows my mind a little bit.
100 episodes, and we keep going.
I think it's like you said, man, I've always looked at it as like, here's an opportunity to talk to some really cool people that we've never probably would have had the opportunity to have spoken to in the past or without this platform. And then, yeah. And the neat part is that there are other people that are actually interested in listening to what we have to say, which is which is a bit of a bonus. So kind of neat to see that side of it unfold as well, right? So, yeah, it's been a pretty big privilege, I think, to be able to do this over the last couple of years with you guys. And of course, yeah, none of it happens without some support from our listeners. So, again, I would echo Justin in saying thank you guys all very much.
Yeah, I don't think we would be this far without all the wonderful guests that have come on the show. Given their time and share their stories and their adventures with us. And then obviously the people that listen to this every week, or even if you listen intermittently, it's been super awesome to be on that journey.
Yeah. I mean, there's been times in the show, I think specifically we're talking to a guest and even as a host, you allegedly like you with a little bit of experience. And then I find myself listening to the guests sometimes and have forgotten that I'm supposed to ask them a question because I was like, oh man, that's a really cool story. And next thing you know, I'm getting a prompt on WhatsApp here saying like, you're gonna ask the question or what's coming up here? And I'm like, oh right, sorry, I forgot. It's just I really was into this discussion that they were having and forgot that I was up next. So you know, the fact that that we can have that bit of fun when you know when we're doing this and actually meet these amazing divers from all over the world will share their time with us is really, really pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of time, I was doing, as you guys were talking, some back of the napkin calculations. So 100 episodes averaging 60 minutes an episode, and we know it's a bit more than that. That's 600 hours. No, wait, no, bad math. 6,000 minutes of podcasting, which is something in the order of like 2.5 days of continuous listening. But, you know, we've been talking about how this podcast is made. I know it takes Justin, I think, an average of 4 hours to edit one of the episodes, give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
So that's 400 hours of editing. Since we started the show, there's probably another 4 to 6 hours per episode amongst the hosts that goes into like emailing guests, getting them on, writing all the questions. And then we haven't even calculated the time where you sit down to record. So we're probably well over 1200 hours of podcasting all together for 100 episodes. Mm. So I kind of, it's nice to look back and look at those numbers and go, wow, we did all that. It's pretty cool.
There's no doubt. That is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that that brings us to the end of our mini bonus episode. Well, I planned on being a mini episode, but my counter here says we've been rolling for about 37 minutes. So this turned out to be a little longer. So I guess this is where we say goodbye, and it would not be a dive in the podcast without me saying, don't forget you can support this podcast at patreon.com/diveinpod and get some fun rewards for doing so. You visit our website, diveinpod.com, for all the links you need, merch, episodes, and so much more. You can follow me at iDiveOK. April is at April Weigert.
You can find me at nicholaswinkler.com.
And next week, we're going to carry on with that episode that brings a tear to my eye every time I hear about it. Some Pete Mesley action.
Thanks for listening.